You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have come through this Holy Week now accustomed to sort of being with Jesus along the way. We truly have walked a long way, a journey of Holy Week. And this is exactly what is meant for us to experience. By living through the liturgy, by following it through one day after another, it is not meant to be something passively observed, but actively participated in. Not merely participated in the ceremonies, but in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, participating in the very actions of our redemption. We're there, we can picture it in our mind's eye. We see ourselves walking one step after another along with Christ. How beautiful such a reality is for our church to give us such a wonderful liturgy. Of course, it begins for us Palm Sunday, in which we are there with the crowd, holding onto our own branches. And we walk with Christ, triumphant and joyful, into the city of Jerusalem once again. We even have our own procession throughout the streets, and it is one with great joy. But it is tinged with apprehension, because we know that that cannot last, and that there is more to come, and those things are grave and serious, but important. And so we process, and we hold on to that joy while we can, and we walk along our Lord as he sits upon the ass, and we accompany him. Then, in the week, we find ourselves in the upper room to be guests of that Last Supper and to witness the somber quiet of the First Mass and to see the ominous act of charity as Christ washes his apostles' feet. But we don't stay there. We are urged to walk further. We go with the apostles and our Lord to the garden afterwards, where we come and we witness the agony. Watch as drops of blood fall to the ground, sweated out of the pores of our Lord's face and body in anguish and in anticipation. We look on in bewilderment and horror, as our Lord is betrayed by a traitor's kiss and sold out for a measly sum. And we are helpless to stop the soldiers coming to take him away. And yet, we assure our Lord that while we are there in that garden, that one set up at our little altar of repose, that while we await these things and we witness these things, we will be awake with him and be beside him until we are called, as he was, to walk again. To walk from the garden to the house of Annas and Caiaphas, the supposed holy men and high priests. And there we are shocked even more to hear their lies and their blasphemies as they falsely condemn the God-man. We witness the blows and the spittle fly into his holy face. And oh, how we wish we could stop it, but we have only just begun. And so Holy Week has us walk on. On to Herod. On to Pilate. on with the rabble and the Pharisees and the kangaroo court where innocence is betrayed. Flesh is torn with scourges and we can't look away, his holy visage crowned with thorns and mock adoration given. A cross loaded upon his back. As the horrors continue on, one by one we see those around us turn and move away. But with the few, we walk on. And we continue on that pathway, walking to Calvary. Amidst the crowd that jeers and mocks him, the soldiers that buffet him, the women that weep over him, our steps go one after another, as Christ's steps falter and he stumbles and falls. Yet onward we climb to the holy hill, to Calvary, to watch to the end, to witness our punishment taken on by he who is innocent. We are there till the last drop of blood spills and the last breath exhales. And mournfully, we walk to the tomb, and from there back to the start in the upper room, now empty and godless and wondering. What a journey is Holy Week. And yet, here we are today, and we're reminded it is the third day. It is the day which our Lord had promised us, that the temple would be rebuilt again after having been torn down, that he would be risen. Like the apostles, we've gone through so much difficulty along this little journey that we near forget about what is expected in the end. Sadness replaced with joy, despondency replaced with hope, emptiness filled again with God. The resurrection is made clear and manifest to us. Christ is risen, as he said, Alleluia. The word comes to the apostles. It comes from the Magdalene. She has gone to the tomb early in the morning to find it empty, and she cannot keep it to herself. She comes back to the upper room, as is foretold in the gospel today. And as we look ahead to the accounting on Saturday this week, then St. John gives the same accounting in which he continues onward. Magdalene arrives, proclaims the resurrection. The apostles, as we, are overjoyed by the news. And with that, they go to see the empty tomb. But it has changed. The journey continues, but it has changed. Not just in its joy, replacing sadness, but in its speed at which it takes place. All along, for all of Holy Week, we have walked with our Lord. But now, after having lost him, we run to go and find him. The apostles sprint to the tomb. They arrive there as swiftly as possible. They cannot wait to realize what had been promised and forgotten. And so it is, as we move forward on this Easter day and continue on in our own spiritual lives. Every year we are meant to walk that pathway with our Lord, because it is meant to impress itself upon our hearts. It is meant to stay with us throughout the year. It is meant to call us and to beckon us to no longer just walk, but to run to our Lord whenever we need him. in times of temptation, to sprint with confidence after his graces that will strengthen us and hold us up and make us strong in the face of difficulty. In the times in which we fail and we fall and we find ourselves saddened by our own sins, still again we know we must run swiftly to his mercy found in the sacrament of confession. In a lifetime in which we long to have a unity with him, we are called to run back again and again to the fount of life here upon the holy altar, to find him there present whenever we need in the blessed sacrament, to find that wellspring of graces ready to overflow and pour into us, in order to find that thread of life that leads us towards eternity. We run the race, as St. Paul says, day after day, until one day that running allows us to find that union, a permanent one, in paradise. A paradise won because of his resurrection. A journey completed swiftly by our footfalls, because we have known what it has taken to walk along that path of tears. And a joy realized forever, because we have walked in suffering in a short period of time. Hope is ours. The promise of eternity is realized, and is something we are meant to hold to for all our days. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.